Hello, I'm currently sitting in a cafe recovering from this morning's work. I'm here with Will Clifford and Julia Racco. We've been working installing Hive, which is a sculpture by Will Clifford, and it's now on Southgate Roundabout at the edge of Bury St Edmunds. So if you're driving into town, please, please look out for it. So Will, can you just tell me a little bit about our giant golden beehive?
It's
a giant golden beehive.
It's a sort of slight relative piece in relationship to kind of Bury St Edmunds and kind of history and kind of social culture of the town, and kind of responds to a brief of the Oasis exhibition at Bury's and Emin Art Gallery, and Bury and Bloom's as well, and the kind of brief that they have with the work that they do.
It's been really great to collaborate with Bury and Bloom. And Julia, can you tell us a little bit more about this year's campaign?
Yes, well, we wanted a bit of a wow factor as we're in Britain in Bloom this year. And I thought sort of quite long and hard about what we could do. And I wanted to tap into the International Year of Biodiversity. And I thought a piece of sculpture would be good. And then somewhere along the line, lost in the mist of time, was the idea that we might look at bees, which I think came from Will. And so nothing better than the bee with creating this beehive and with housing this sort of little colony, 40,000, 50,000 bees inside it. We are saying, bees, we love you. Bees, there is a place for you in a roundabout in Bury St Edmunds, particularly as you are instrumental in pollinating a third of the food that's eaten on this planet. So, you know, we're all for bees, we're all for Will sculpture, we're all for winning top prize in Britain in Bloom, and, you know, we feel we've done a good morning's work.
Yeah, it was really good. It was hard work, especially digging the stakes in, and it's great that we had the council to help us out too, and just a bit of muscle. So thank you both very much, and people go and see the roundabout. The Hive will be there for the coming weeks.